I think I'm ready for my final question, which is, what advice would you give to young people? I know you've talked to my classroom about you've made theater pay. You know, mm-hmm. it actually is a living for you. So what would you say to other performing artists, advice, mm-hmm. or young people who are thinking about performing arts?
Yeah, it's tough. I think that the main thing is, it's hard to give advice in a way, because I've gotten such bad advice over the years. I worked with, when I was an intern at Berkeley Rep, the one non-white actor that was in a show at the time came and spoke to all of the interns and told all of the non-white interns, never join Equity. Once you join Equity, you'll never work again. Now, of those actors that were in that group, I think all of us ended up in Equity and work. This actor, for some reason, that was their experience. They were much older than we were. And that person had had to struggle for years and years and years to get work. So they were giving us 20-year-old advice. When I was in college, there was one of my acting teachers, asked everybody why they acted. And everybody gave these answers that I thought were a little Miss America-like. I'm acting because I believe in world peace. I'm acting because I want to bring justice to humanity. One person told me they were acting because they wanted to form a theater company to bring theater to India. India has more theater companies than like anywhere in the world. They have plenty of theater in India. So when the teacher asked me, well, why do you act? I said, oh, I like acting. And he said, that's not a reason. I said, no, that's the only reason. If you want to solve a problem, there's all these different ways to solve it. You pick the tool that you like, because that's the one you'll work best with. And that's the only way. And he said, and he specifically told me, you, in this whole class, you're the one that'll never make it. I was like, you're an idiot. So what I try to tell people is you have to do it because you like doing it. It's like if you're an actor, you have to like rehearsing, because you'll spend most of your time rehearsing. If you can really enjoy it, then you'll be able to make a living at it. But if you're doing it to act out in some way, if you're doing it because to piss your dad off, or you're doing it because you feel like there's something that you need to say, you shouldn't be an actor. You should be a writer. And then you can say it. And then you can write all of that stuff. But you need to have a goal that's bigger than just, I like to have people look at me. Because if you just like to have people look at you, act funny at a bus stop. They'll look at you. Then the cops will show up and they'll look at you. Then your cellmates will look at you. You'll have a lot of attention. You need to have a passion about what it is actually that you're doing. That's the main thing. And also, and so in just the practical terms, there's a lot of jobs out there that pay, you know, that people ignore for some reason. I did school tours for years and that paid the rent. You know, I'm in a giant full body puppet suit, you know, doing a show about health. Fine. You know, it was an okay, admirable gig. I wasn't, you know, selling DuPont shares somewhere. I was actually trying to, you know, do something helpful. So, I mean, like in school tours that, you know, there's work out there. And sometimes you have to create it. You know, I was in a theater company for a while that was kind of a collective, and we created work. Same with the mime troupe, being in the collective and creating our own work. So much of it has to do with just doing it. And I know that my wife and I, it's unusual. You know, we've been doing theater. And, I mean, she does more film than I do for a couple decades now. In San Francisco, not a town where you're supposed to be able to do this. But there are other couples who, you know, who've done it. Peter Callender and Margot Hall. You know, people who are either both actors, or one's an actor and the other one's a director. The main thing is that it is doable. There, if you can find a way to do it. There's going to be a lot of people who tell you you can't. And there's a lot of people who say, just get a different job. Oh, a very sad story. Well, not that damn sad. A friend of mine, very talented guy, good writer, good actor, pretty good singer. We were in high school together. Both of his parents were theater people. I mean, one of them was did Broadway or almost got to a show that almost got to Broadway, and the other one did cabaret. And they did plays all over the country, and they had a cabaret. They owned a cabaret in San Francisco, and they did cabaret for years and years there. And their oldest son loves doing musical theater. And he grew up doing it, and we were in high school together, and he was like this musical theater guy. And his mother said, you know, theater's great. You need to get something to fall back on. So over the summer, after we graduated from high school, she got him a job at Bank of America as a assistant teller, because she had a friend who was a manager. My friend has been at Bank of America ever since. He never got out. He's bounced from place to place, and he makes good money, but he's not, like, happy. And he's never been happy there. He's always wanted to perform. He told me once he feels like he's in a hallway where the walls are glass, and in the next is another hallway, and that's the life he's supposed to be living, is over there. And it's not that, and it's too scary now. You know, he had a chance years ago, and now it'd be so difficult to break over there because he's got financial responsibilities, he's got two kids, you know, he's got all of this stuff. And he's like, but he's not happy because he didn't really try, you know, and because his mother had instilled in him this fear. It can work, but it probably won't. So.
Well, this passion, I hear it throughout what you've been saying. I mean, most people wouldn't think about taking a novel and writing an adaptation, which becomes a play, and concentrating on one part of the novel rather than another, you know, instead of just exactly translating it into some kind of performing art. So I can see how, you know, the passion part of it is very important. So, thank you very much. This has been Michael Gene Sullivan, and his adaptation of 1984 is going to be performed starting in February, going through March into April in Culver City, Los Angeles area. The Actors Gang is producing it, and Tim Robbins is the director. This has been San Francisco Theater Scene, and this is Barbara Brewer.